RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
We're going to head over to London now with our 60-second LGBT news update with thanks to Pink 60 News.
Hello, I'm Colin Fallison, and here are the international LGBT news headlines from Pink 60. The president of Gambia has described gay people as vermin during an Independence Day speech. He said his government would fight homosexuality more aggressively than it fights malaria. Activists met with the president of Taiwan yesterday to press for marriage equality as the country's civil code is under debate. Magazine editor Wang Anjuan called on all gay public figures to come out. Same-sex couples in domestic partnerships in Washington state will become married on June the 30th. The Senate approved equal marriage in 2012, removing alternate arrangements for gay couples. The International Olympic Committee is reportedly considering forcing future bidders to abide by its anti-discrimination rule. GLISA is pushing for sexual orientation and gender identity to be included under Principle 6 of the IOC Charter in future. And finally, actress Michelle Rodriguez has confirmed that she is in a relationship with British supermodel Cara Delevingne. And Cara confirmed that she loves the Fast and Furious actress at a fashion event last night. Well, that's all from us at Pink 60 for today. Join us again tomorrow.
Many thanks to Colin Falson there for the LGBT news update. But thanks to Pink 60. For more, visit pink60news.com.
Online, on DAB, on Fairview, and on UPC. Channel 943. This is
RTE Pulse. RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
You're very welcome along to The Cosmo with myself, Scott the Butler, here on RTE Pulse. Now, as always here on the show, we love featuring new music and new musicians as well from both sides of the Atlantic. One of those new musicians that you'll be eager to hear is a lovely, beautiful vocalist called Sonali. She's originally from South Florida and now based in New York City. And one of her recent singles, Who We Are, features a lovely gay-themed video to go alongside it. I'm delighted to have her on the phone with me from New York at the moment. So Sonali, you're very welcome along.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this evening. And for those listening to the show tonight who might not have come across you just yet, for those unlucky few, tell us a bit about yourself and how you came to be, I guess, singing and songwriting all the way in New York.
I've always wanted to do music. So when I was 3 years old, I told my parents I wanted to be a singer. And they were all laughing. They thought I was kidding. It sounds like any three-year-old's dream. But I was serious. So I started taking piano lessons, actually, when I was 5. But unfortunately, I hated it. I wanted absolutely nothing to do with it. I just really wanted to sing. So when I was 6, I started singing. And I started studying classical, actually.
Wow,
and
okay.
I just recently started doing pop. Yeah, and along the way, I started picking up different instruments. I went back to piano and taught it to myself. I also play guitar, drums, a little bit of bass.
Okay, so you're multi-talented.
I hope so. I mean, I just love music, and I like to immerse myself in it in whatever way I can. And then songwriting, I started a little bit when I was in high school, and I really started taking it seriously once I came to college, and it's just such a great way to be able to express yourself.
Well, that's definitely true, all right. Tell us about the song that we're going to be playing in a few minutes' time called Who We Are. This is taken from your brand new EP, which we'll talk about in a while as well. But tell us about Who We Are first. What's the story behind it?
Okay, it's basically, it's an anti-bullying song, really, and it could be anybody's anthem. I was inspired to write it because just recently in the news I've been hearing a lot of stories about kids being bullied. Especially one back home, one story hit really hard because it had a very tragic ending. Mm. And it's just very sad to me that we live in a world that can be really intolerant sometimes. So the reason I decided to take my video in the LGBT direction is because here in college, I have a lot of friends who have suffered problems with being accepted due to their sexual orientation, whether it be at home with family or at school with friends. And that's so hard to hear. I mean, to me, it's a crazy thing. I mean, love is love no matter who it's between. And I don't understand why, as humans, we would deny somebody the right to love who they want.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to be able to make a very clear message with my video that this is what I believe.
Well, I guess it's topical apart from anything else. You know, whatever better things that are going on at the moment in New York, but even across the US as well and further afield. But the story to the video of Who We Are is really, really sweet. It's that a guy brings home his boyfriend to the family home, and the mother isn't really too sure, I guess, what's going on at first. And when she finds out, she's not that happy. But it does seem to have a bit of a happy ending. What was the reaction from either your fans or your friends when they saw the video first?
Everyone has had such a positive reaction, and that means so much to me. I mean, yeah, I really wanted to make it clear that the video does in fact have a happy ending, because I sincerely believe that's the way our future is going. You know, it might be a long and hard road to get there, but I sincerely believe that that's how it's going to be.
Excellent. Oh, that's brilliant. And like I said, you know, seeing the video myself, I whatever about your beautiful vocals, and hopefully our listeners will agree with me when we play it in a few minutes' time. But the video really, really is sweet as well. And I'd say it touched a lot of hearts for those who have seen it already on YouTube. Tell us a bit more about the EP that's coming out.
Yeah, it's called Wake Up. It just came out last Tuesday, which was really exciting. And I basically wrote everything over, you know, the last year or so when I came to college, which was a really big change for me. As you said earlier, I'm from South Florida. So my first experience, you know, going away from home and, you know, learning to be independent and do things on my own was coming to the city. So, I mean, it's been a crazy, crazy experience. But so I think, you know, the title Wake Up kind of says it all, because it's a time in your life where you're, you know, coming into your own, realizing what you need to do to move your own life forward. And yeah, that's pretty much what the EP is about, you know, kind of finding yourself.
Okay, and the EP Wake Up is available on iTunes, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. All right. Well, listen, for anyone who wants to find out more, they can pop along to itsmesonali.com, and Sonali is spelled S-O-N-A-L-I. Any gigs coming up, or what's on the horizon over the next while?
Yes, I actually have a gig, and I'm playing mostly New York right now, so I actually have a gig coming up tomorrow night at Ella Lounge, it's called. But if you go to my website, you can find all my upcoming gigs. I have a couple lined up for the next month that I'm really excited about. So yeah, if anyone's interested in that, my website.
Okay, well, hopefully Dublin will be added to those gig listings very, very soon. But in the meantime, we're going to give...
I hope so.
Absolutely, we'd love to have you over here. But in the meantime, we're going to give Who We Are a listen. But in the meantime, Sonali, thank you so much for coming on to the show tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you. And hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
Yes, thank you for having me.
RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.